Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. We have unmet needs and we don't express them. Those unmet needs then create suffering because those needs become demands on other people. And when something is a demand on someone else, it's a setup for suffering, an unexpressed need like that. In my first relationship, my first marriage, I needed love and I needed safety, and I never expressed it. Because I wasn't aware of it. It was buried with my anger repression. My needs weren't met in childhood, and they were not met by the recognition of presence, because my needs were buried with my buried emotions. So like many people, and this is where all the evidence that you need, that in spirituality, we do not get to trauma, repression, and unmet needs. Look at the scandals. Look at the spiritual teachers who are not authentic. Look at the teachers who have diseases. Look at the teachers who cheated on their spouse. Unmet needs. Repression. The fact that people don't talk about it does not change the fact that scientifically supported that that's what's going on. Even if we have a really fancy spiritual framework, it doesn't matter. People are driven by the need for safety and love. That overrides, that is the default conditioning. And the sooner you learn it, the better, because it's driving us. And if you don't express those needs, get ready for suffering, because again, those unmet needs become demands. Let me give you an example. When I was a kid, I couldn't get angry, so I believed I was unlovable. That kept me safe from ever getting angry. I just believed that about myself. So when I woke up, I didn't get to the buried anger. Guess what my trigger was from time to time with my first marriage? I'm unlovable. That came back up to protect me from getting angry. Because I had a need for love, in which my system was trying to get love by holding anger back and identifying with something false, and I'm unlovable protected me in the trigger from being real. So I did what a lot of people do. I process or allow the trigger from awareness, further solidifying the repression that was driving my suffering, further solidifying the repression barrier, so I didn't even know that anger repression was creating these triggers. And that's how our system wants it, even though the teachings point otherwise. Our systems win. They're like gravity. That's why there's a bypass everywhere, because it's not the teachings or the pointings that are driving us. It is the fear. So the fear will always win. It's like gravity until we make it conscious. And the fear that I'm talking about is not the fear of death. It's the fear of life. It's the fear of being authentic. That's our scariest stuff. Death, that's down the road. That's scary too. But death now, to actually feel and express what's true, to actually express all needs and hide nothing, to be that conscious is the freedom that I'm talking about. It's not recognizing present moment awareness and avoiding and continuing to keep buried the very conditioning that's driving us. I've been in relationships in different times of my life, which I've seen different aspects of this. For example, I've seen relationships in which people were not aware of their needs at all. And these are the kind of people who would get triggered, because they're not in touch with the fact that they need people to keep them safe. They're not in touch with the fact that they need their space a certain way, that they need, that they can't articulate it, that they need boundaries, that they need to take a break from time to time, that they need intimacy. We're carrying these things around. And if we don't express them, then these needs become demands on each other. I need you to love me, but I'm not going to express it. How can you win in that? How can you possibly love me? And how can this be a win-win for us? If I need your love, but I'm not expressing it, and therefore I'm waiting for you to do something that would trigger me so I can believe something about myself, because I'm not being myself here. So the system waits for the trigger to protect itself. If it gets too close to something real, the trigger comes up. Suddenly now I'm unlovable. Instead of just being the awakeness, I would be unlovable for a few moments or an hour. I needed that. I was not ready to be real. And so if you're not ready to be real, the triggers keep coming. The depression, the anxiety, the chronic pain, whatever it is, has to keep coming until you're real. The true measure of freedom is not awareness, it's authenticity. You need awareness for authenticity, because only awareness can hold the buried parts of you. But don't fixate on awareness when you have buried emotions that are creating suffering in your life. That's the creator of the suffering. So if you see how beautiful this is, like, this is the answer for a lot of us who have been on an avoidant spiritual path. Remember the three signs: disconnection in relationship. You have repression in your body that creates suffering. And then that disconnection leads you to number two, is to find a way to alleviate the suffering. But we normally find ways to alleviate the suffering outside of the relationship, or we don't actually see the source of the suffering in our bodies and go straight down to the source and process the stuff that's coming up in the relationship from there. We tend to go away from the repression when we pick something. The buried emotions are choosing that path or practice, and then they will turn it into a mistress to keep us safe and continue to get us love and approval. The unconsciousness picks the practice and then does the practice. For what reason? To stay safe and get love, because it's the unconscious driving it. That's why the bypass continues. That's why the avoidance continues. That's why the seeking continues, because the buried emotions are driving it. And if you turn a path or a practice into a bypass, which is what the conditioning does, then you have number three: repeat the whole cycle again, ad infinitum, potentially forever, because you're in an avoidant pattern. And you're getting exactly what you want when you're on an avoidant path from the unconscious level. You're staying safe and you're getting love. So you might tell yourself at the conscious level, I don't want to bypass. I don't want to avoid anymore. It's not true. At the unconscious level, that's all that you want. You only want to stay safe and get love and other things like that. Anything at the surface that's different than that gets taken over by the conditioning, which is like gravity. So if you want to go, you know, create a new website, well, that's your intention. But the gravity comes up and says, no, we're going to procrastinate instead. So I'm going to keep you safe. The unconscious drives us, not the stories, not the beliefs, not the narratives or shadows, not the depression or anxiety. Those are the things that come from the root of suffering. They aren't the root of suffering. The ego story, your identity, not the root of suffering, produced by repression when you were a kid to protect you, to keep you safe, to get you love and approval. It's not what you are. This is where the non-dual teachings are important. Even though there's a bypass, they're very important to me in the whole healing equation, because we need to get the fundamental need met. The fundamental need is not the need for love and safety. Those are secondary. We only need those and keep searching for those because we don't know who or what we are. But recognizing who or what we are cannot just be about present moment awareness. It has to be about allowing it all too. So the fundamental need is to recognize the awareness and to allow it all, to end the suffering and so much more. But because we're driven by repression, when we become adults, it's safer for us just to go to the part of the fundamental need where we recognize the presence. You know, meditation, mindfulness. The other part of the unmet need, meeting that, we just have such great resistance to it, to truly allowing it all. And the main reason is not for any other reason than we have buried emotions. Point blank, you can't allow buried emotions. But it's worse than that. The buried emotions are creating what we're seeing in awareness. So if we just sit here and recognize awareness and think we're allowing it all, we're just staying safe, which is exactly what the conditioning below the surface wants. if you can see what I'm saying, there is a way out. But frankly, there's only one way out. Because if you don't make the unconscious conscious, it continues to drive you. And then you become like I did, as you wake up or you have a spiritual shift or a release or something, and you think that you're done because you're not aware of that unprocessed need for love and approval still, or safety. And so with that stuff buried, now there's an awakeness. Now we're just avoidant in the awakeness. And many of us love to land right there in the awakeness because it's safe. We're safe from what we've buried. There's some degree of freedom or peace. Every bypass has a benefit anyway. So we get the benefit. And because we seek safety, we just go, that's it. Maybe even start teaching at that point because we're afraid. That's why. Not because we're so clear. You can't be with repression. You need love and approval. You need safety. And so even if you start teaching, you still need the love and approval of people. Even if you have a relationship, you might have to cheat on the person if you have unmet needs. You might just be a human, even if you're a teacher, frankly, with these unmet needs still. And that's okay, as long as you own it. But the issue is that many of us are trying to escape rather than own and integrate our experience. So that's the way out, is to own and integrate, to make conscious that which drives you. But the conditioning doesn't want that. And that's part of the avoidant path, is whenever you get something close to something like, I don't know, KI or other deep work on repressed emotions, your system just starts taking care of you. Even if you consciously want to be free or heal, your system will turn KI into a bypass. It's very easy to do because your system already seeks safety and love. So when you pick up this practice, all you have to do is not pay attention to how we developed it and just do your own thing. And if you're out there doing your own thing with KI, you're doing exactly what your unconscious wants. You're staying safe, and you're turning this modality into a bypass. And I'm not responsible for that. I'll just tell you, because that's not the work. And we've gotten really clear about what the work is, because we don't want to be responsible for a bunch of people picking up really powerful tools and just doing whatever they want. You have every right to do that. But we don't have to rubber stamp it. See that? There's some integrity here, maybe a lot actually, in terms of what we're doing. And if you come here, we want to show you how to make the unconscious conscious. Your system doesn't want to do that. So you have to be ready for the fact that you'll resist this work from the beginning. And you might even like avoid mentorship, which is a good way to just pick up these tools and bypass. Because remember, when you don't have context, when you don't have somebody helping you understand the bypass, your system just seeks safety and love. So it'll pick up a process that looks like it's going to end suffering, but then it just turns it into a mistress. And then at the conscious level, you might even beat yourself up as if you didn't create that for safety. And that keeps you safer, is to think, wow, I don't know how this is happening to me. Why do I keep choosing these practices or paths, but I keep sabotaging? Because unconsciously, that's exactly what you want. But you haven't made that conscious yet. And so you don't want to come to KI, and before you make it conscious, land on some idea that tells you you're already free, that whatever it tells you, because remember, at the conscious level, it just wants to keep you safe. So your viewpoints are there to manage safety from repression. This is why you believe things. This is why you believe you can't be free. This is why you believe whatever you believe, because it keeps you safe. If you could understand that, then you know what the work is. It's not to pick apart beliefs or process beliefs when you're producing those for safety. It's just to allow those and get to the repression that creates them for safety. And then they go away because you're creating those. Not you, the ego, and not you, any conscious element of you, but a mechanism of survival within you creates it. And that's the buried stuff. So now that you understand maybe how I see the path, can we come back to relationship? Because the three signs of the avoidant path, I think that that points us right back to the disconnection in our lives and in our relationships. So if we stop looking outside of ourselves for something that will just keep us safe and get us love and approval, if we pay attention to the real driver, well, we don't even have to leave our relationship to end or significantly reduce all suffering. In fact, if we try to leave our bodies and our relationship, we can't do it. So this work does not purport to be something outside of your life or your relationships. It comes into that. It doesn't feed the seeking. It goes to the root of that. It doesn't try to give you an alternative source of freedom outside of relationship. It says the relationship is your freedom because you create the suffering for safety and love. So you and only you are responsible for ending it. Even putting your power on someone else is a way to stay safe, although you have to have a coach or a teacher or a mentor to learn to process, for example, and not to bypass. It really is about taking responsibility early to see the ways in which you're creating suffering. Because if you keep going and saying, well, why am I still suffering? To a mentor or a teacher who knows why you're suffering, all that they're going to do is hand it right back to you and say, let me show you how you're creating it. Because if I do anything else, it disempowers you. If I point to presence, then you don't see how you create it. If I just calm your nervous system, you don't see. If I invite you just to rest with a sensation that's uncomfortable, you don't see how you're creating suffering. If I get you to investigate identity, you don't see it. And that's what we want. We want not to see it so that we can stay safe. And we're not aware of that either. When you come back to relationship, you see how really intimate the whole thing is. We were just scared. We were scared, not of other people, of the emotions that we buried. That's why we ran so hard and so fast to alleviate the suffering. It's because we were creating it and we couldn't see it. But here we start to see it. We don't have to run. We can stop right where we're at and see how we create the suffering for safety and end it. In the very disconnection and separation that was making us seek in the first place, a mistress. And then we settle into the real peace, not the peace of presence that has repression buried, but the peace and the freedom and the authenticity and the power and the vulnerability, compassion and empathy that we've always sought, but we couldn't find those things as long as we were avoiding our basic needs. One of our needs, for example, as an anger repressor would be the need for safety and therefore control, because if somebody's angry, that's a trigger. But as we do this work, we start to welcome that anger within our own experience, which changes our relationship to everybody, because that repression was creating the separation. So as that dissolves in the body, we feel that fear of intimacy melting. We see authenticity naturally. It comes about naturally. We don't have to force it. And so all those relationship issues, if we're open, can get cleared up once we take responsibility for our side, and 100% of it is our side. Nobody else is creating our suffering, not even our partners. We have the power to leave any relationship, to set boundaries, to say what we want, to negotiate, to hear, to listen, to talk. We have all that power when we're awake and clear. We don't have any of that. We have buried emotions. If you're interested, if this resonated with you, because, well, I don't know, because maybe you find yourself in that somewhere, like I did. You are sitting right now with with an amazing opportunity that you very well may squander because of the need for safety. So what I'm doing lately is I'm really talking to the people that I know that are really earnest. The people that come and listen who haven't stepped in yet. Maybe you're afraid. That's so natural. Like, that's everybody. But some people are stepping forth and making a difference, and I'm making it easy for them. You don't have to buy anything. Just hit the link here in the description for the Clarity Call. It's a free call. Please take the test at repressiontest.com before you come. That will help us have a much more robust conversation about how the unconscious that you discover in that test is driving what you see at the conscious level. But only come and talk to me if you're pretty serious about considering working with me in this 90-day program or in some capacity. There are other trainers here that you can go talk to. If you're looking at the standard monthly mentorship, that's not what I'm doing right now. What I'm doing is I'm reducing the number of people that I work with to a fairly small amount. It's a higher price. It's a 90-day intensive. I'm focusing there because I just realized that I'm not the kind of teacher that is really dying to cater to the masses. Like, popularity is not something that comes up for me, that need. So it's all become like, what is it that I really want? So I want to pay my bills, but I don't want anything more than that. So what I really want is to teach out how I want to do it. That's all. And how I want to do it is to meet people at this level. I don't want to teach from a distance and point to presence in that really safe way where nobody gets to buried emotions. It's not effective for me. I want to come into your life for 90 days for those of you who are earnest, and let's get to the bottom of this, all of it. It takes skill, earnestness, capacity, and context. You have to have all of those things. If you have those things, well, you wouldn't have the context or the skill yet for this work. But if you have the earnestness, and you know what that means, there's a lot of you out there that do, that even though you're driven by buried emotions, there's something within you that wants to get to the root of things, even though the root is driving you towards safety. That's who I want to talk to. And it could be a single focus issue. So maybe you just have, like me, you had chronic pain. Single issues open you up to alleviate suffering in a bunch of areas. Because the same repression driving the depression or the addiction, the single issue, is driving all sorts of other forms of suffering that you can't see because the single issue is taking up your attention. And that's what our system does. It gives us sometimes a single issue to distract us. Depression, chronic pain are perfect to keep us focused on not being authentic and not even seeing that the condition or the disease is there coming up, as science says, from repression. If you're interested, step forth. If you're not quite sure, hang tight. Take the test at repressiontest.com, and then that adds you to our newsletter. Thank you for listening.